Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Nun Gimel. We are going to begin on Nun Beis, Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So the Mishnais again is now are now counting other or listing other takanas that the Chachamim made b'pnei Tikkun Olam. So now we're going to have another takana that's made with Tikkun Olam. The Gemara Mishnah says Hametame, someone who's Metame the Truma, the Torah Truma of his friend, right? And now it's the Metame Truma, besides being Isser of being Metame Truma, the Truma is now Usser to be eaten. Or another way you can do it, your metame to chulin of your friend. So sometimes in the times of Beis Hamidrash, people very much would eat all their foods b'tahara, and this guy comes in and he's metame the chulin of his friends. Either way, he's metame the items of his friend. Excuse me. The hamidame. So okay, you have truma that's of chulin, truma of his friend, and you were mastered by the fact that you put other non-truma items into it. So you made it demai, and now you are master your friend, because now the only thing he can do is he can sell us to a coin. He can't do anything else with it because it's demai. Before he could, I guess he could have eaten it or done something with it, but now he's master it, and that he's madami. Makes it demai. V'hamenaseich, and the last one is someone who's aser his friend's wine by making it yayin nesach. Mars with Barshoni, we'll see, have a machlokas of what he actually did. But all these cases, these are cases of what's called hezek she'ein or nikar. We'll discuss what the parameters of hezek she'ein nikar is as well, but it's unrecognizable hezek. You don't see the damage, you can't necessarily see the damage, so because you didn't do any shinoi in the actual thing, right? So in all these cases, if he's metam medan menasach b'shogeg, the Mishnah says you're pater. If he does it b'shogeg, you're pater. But if he does it b'mezid, it'll be chayev. And we'll see what the rule and what the exception is also in the Gemara. So what's the case of menasach? So Rashi explains that menasach is... Itmar. So the Gemara says, menasach. What's menasach? Rav Amr menasach mamash. Rav says that menasach mamash means it's to turn, right? So menasach mamash means is that menasach mamash is that he was actually poured it out to... like I said before. He was menasach his friend's wine for Avodah Zarah by placing his hand into the barrel and mixing the wine with Shema Avodah Zarah. That was apparently the Avodah that they used to do. And that's considered menasach, putting your hands in there and spinning it. Rashi says, menasach mamish, shekishich b'yadol l'sokho l'shem Avodah Zarah v'kein haisa avodasam. That was how they used to worship. But Shmuel says that it is ma'ariv. Which means he was ma'ariv yayin nesach in the yayin kosher. He took actual libation wine and he mixed it into the vat that had the kosher wine. So what happens is Rashi explained again that menasach, we say menasach mamash is, it means that when a guy places his hand into the vat and mixes it around, and that was the avoda. But if you look at Tosfos Rid explains it differently. He says that menasach is you actually picked up the vat or you put a cup in there and you poured the water out. You poured the wine in the shame of Avodah Zarah. And the chiddush according to Tosfos Rid is that even the part that wasn't poured out of Avodah Zarah is still considered aser for yayin nesach. Okay, so again, so Rav Amr menasach means the definition of menasach, which is to mix it, to menasach mamash. And Shmuel says it's ma'ariv, it's to mix yayin nesach into the vat of kosher wine. So the Gemara asks, why does each one hold not say the definition of the other one? So man Shmuel manda amar ma'arev. Of course, according to manda amar, who says that you were ma'arev, that you mixed it with yayin nesach with kosher wine, my time alo amar menasich. Why doesn't he say menasich? Because menasich is what the Mishnah says. It's the pashas of the words is menasich. Is to do an avoda with it. So he says amar lach. Shmuel says menasich. It can't be. There can't be a chiyuv mamon by menasich because you have an issue of kimle and derab b'minei, because you be chayav mamon and mis at the same time. Why? Because since you were oved avodah zarah, by pouring it out, you're oved avodah zarah, and by the time when you picked up the thing, you stole it. At the same time that you're destroying the item, you're being chayav misa. So it's kim lebe derab minei, and there would be no chayav mamon. Chachamim won't say that you have to chayav. If he says b'mezid, you chayav. I don't know. I'm working it out. How does that work out? Go with Rashi. So he says, menasach mamash kimle deramine, but kimle deramine means if you chayav misa and you chayav mamon for the same action, we only take the chomer punishment, which is the misa. The Mishnah here says that you're chayav dupe mezid, you're chayav mamon. can't be kimei b'derabinei, so it can't be kimei b'derabinei, so it can't be menasech mamish that you pick. Well, maybe the Tosfot says when you pick up the cup and you pick it up. That's the gzeila, and then that's what Rav says. Then we have to answer for Shmuel why that's considered kimei. Okay, so he says kimei b'derabinei, and therefore that can't be the case. So he leaves the strict definition of the word menasech to make it ma'ariv. So the idach, okay. So according to Rav, who says menasech is menasech mamish, that you're pouring it out, right? He holds kid Rav Yirmiyah. He says there's no issue of kimei b'derabinei here because he holds like Rav Yirmiyah. The amar Rav Yirmiyah mishas hakbahu dekana, just like you said, at the time you picked up the wine, that's when you were konet. That's when you have the chi of mamon to return it. Umischai b'nafshel lo havi atshas nisuch. But the chi of misa doesn't take place until you pour it. So there's a separation in time. From you have the chi of mamon and the chi of misa. So he says in that instance, and that's in that case, there's no kimlei because the chi of mamon is rami on you first, only followed by the chi of misa. So the question is then, what about Shmuel? How does Shmuel answer this? So the Tosos asks the question. Tosos the Mas Manasseh asks, what's Shmuel's reason that the Manasseh has potter because of kimlei the rabbi? Really, he should be chayiv, like we said, because there are two acts. A, when he picks up the wine, he's stolen it, and now he has a chi of mamon, and the misa is only after when he pours it. Right? So what's the problem? Why does Shmuel say that's a case of kimlei? It's similar to the case in Ksuvah Staf Lamed Beis Tosfos says, well, one steals chaylev, right? You steal this aser fat, you stole it, and then you eat it, you're still chayev tashlumim for paying it. Because even though there's a chayev misa when you ate it, but you were chayev on the geneva prior. So that's not kimlei, it's not one action. So to hear, you're chayev when you pick it up, if you're chayev when you pick it up, and then you're chayev again, misa, afterwards when you pour it out to do the avodah zarah. So Tosfos answers that not exactly clear. He says that by the Manasseh case, the Hagbah is litzorech nisuch, right? Hagbah litzorech. It's by the chaylev. One can eat the chaylev. One can eat the chaylev without picking it up. You can bend down and you can eat it without picking up in your hand. So therefore, the picking up is not an intrinsic aspect, an intrinsic part of the achila. So therefore, it's a separate. It's defined as a separate action. But by the nisuch, you can't do nisuch without picking up the wine. There's no other way of doing it. You can't bend down and do nisuch. Any way to pour it out, you have to somehow take it into your hands, into your shoes first, and then pour it out. So therefore, the hakbah Tosfos is saying that if the action of the hakbah is intrinsic to the avodah zarah, then it's considered, according to Shmuel, it's considered one action. It's considered one action. Therefore, it would be it's an elongated action, and therefore it's considered. It would be considered kimlei b'derabinei. And Tosfos continues and answers what Rav Shita is as to how that doesn't work. Maybe Rav will say you can't just have connected actions. It has to be everything has to be done simultaneous. Tosfos gives three answers to explain for Rav. Right, so the Gemara in Chulin talks about this, and they try to bring a raya from our Gemara, from our Mishnah that the one man the Amro says ain adam yachol asur davar sheino shelo. You can't ask your friend stuff. So our Mishnah seems to imply that you can. So the Gemara has a few answers over there, and he says maybe the Mishnah here is talking about where it's a shutvin. It's his. It's the same thing. You have to make the chilp in that and basar rechalav. But the Gemara Chulin does talk about this, about how you answer according to the sheep to say ain adam osdavar sheino shelo. This Mishnah seems to be a raya the other way, so they give Kimtas to answer that up. Okay, so that was Tosfos. Okay, so now Ulaman, according to Rav said they were talking about Menasech, which means you actually do the Tosfos, you actually poured it out, you actually do the Nisuch, right? My time with Lo Am Ma'ariv. Why doesn't he say Ma'ariv like Shmuel? I don't understand the question because he doesn't say Ma'ariv like Shmuel because it's Ma'ariv like Shmuel is not a case. It's not the pashas of the words. Anyway, so my time amar ma'ariv, amalach ma'ariv. He would say because he says ma'ariv like Shmuel, haynu medame. That's the same case of medame. What's medame? You're taking there's a kosher kosher piece of food, and you're taking something asur, and you're putting it in, you're mixing it. So I already have, I know that by medame. So I know, just by medame, it becomes asur and chayav and mezid. So too, if I'm take non-kosher wine, and I mix it into the kosher barrel, that's also the same thing. So what's the chiddush? And right, it's the same thing. The idach, but according to Shmuel, okay, you're right. Shmuel says it's mixing it in. So what he had the question on Rav. Why do you have it again? It's the same issue. So idach, he says, no, knasu. All this, the whole chiyuv of the mazik in this case is of hezek sheino nikar, he's going to say, is only midin derabanan. Really, it's supposed to be pater. Hezek sheino nikar is not considered hezek. It's only midin derabanan to be mechayev you. And by mknasu lo yafinan. And we don't learn that one knas to another knas. Even if they're similar, even if the situation is similar, you can't learn out one knas from another knas. It only if the Rabbanan specifically said that the knas is in this case. Because oftentimes the Rabbanan make a knas not out of svara, but because of a maisa shahaya. And because they wanted to specifically, gear their takana towards a specific maisa that happened. And in this instance, you wouldn't be able to learn, so therefore you wouldn't be able to learn one knas for another knas. So according to Shmuel, he could say that menasach means to mixing. And I just be right, it's similar to the case of medame, but still, since both of them are knasos, I don't have to worry about them being extra. They're both necessary. So the Gemara continues. Ulmanda yalef knasal meknasa. Okay, according to Rav now, who you say you can learn knas from knas. Because that's why he asked on Shmuel, why do you say if it's the same thing? You can learn kol hanalamli. So why do I need all three cases in the Mishnah? I have medame, and menasech. Why do I need all three? If I can learn one knas from another, just we'll try to figure out, right, some of them might be extra. So he says, no, tzvicha, we need all three cases. Well, let's go through it. The itan of metame, if the Mishnah had just written the din of metame, we wouldn't have been able to learn out from medame. Why? Because, again, what was metame? If you're metame truma, e-truma, if the metame is spoken in the Mishnah, they're talking about a case where someone is metame, the truma of his friend, havamina, I would have thought, mishum de kamasid le legamre. The reason why he's chayav is because you completely destroy it. Because now it's not roi l'achila. If you're metame truma, no one can eat it anymore. It's done. V'i metame chulin, if the metame, we're talking about a case, is where it was chulin food, it wasn't chulin, it was chulin food, it still was metame ate, you would say you're chayav there, mishum de asal ligram tumul chulin shabbat Yisrael. Because there's an isser involved to bring to make chulin tame in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's a big chumrah in these instances. So you say that's why you're chayev. But by medame, where number one, you're not mafsid legamre because you can still use demai. You can give it to a kohen, and the kohen can eat it. So what's demai? Demai is truman chulin moravin zebazer. So kohen can eat chulin, kohen can eat truma. So there's no problem for the kohen to eat it. The loss that you're giving him is now it loses market value because there's less demand for it because there's fewer people can eat it. So about medame emelo, you would say that maybe I wouldn't be chayev that I wouldn't be chayev the yashmi medame. So let's say we'll say medame that you put medame in there and learn out medame from medame. He says no mishum deshchiach. Well, I assume that that's something that people do often. I guess with your produce, you sometimes mix up the truma and the non-truma items. Aval metame lo shchiach emelo. But by metame, since it's not something that it's the top quarter of the page on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So, but by metame, it's not something that's done often. Then maybe you would say you're not chayim. So Gemara says, okay. So vi yashmin metame umedame. So write metame emedame. We say no. In that instance, then we wouldn't learn menasich. Why? We shouldn't delo kimle b'derabim nei. There's no havamina by metame medame for the issue of kimle. There's no two actions being involved because there's no chi of misa. So aval menasich the kimle b'derabim nei. But maybe by menasich he would say, no, that's kimle b'derabim nei, and therefore there'd be no chi of mamon. So emalo. So kamash malon. So the Mishnah has to tell me also the case of menasich to teach me the din of Rabbi Yirmiyah. To tell me like Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rav says that the Hagbah is at point A, the Chiyav, and that's where the Chiyav Mamon comes in, and the Nisuch is at point B where the Chiyav Misa comes in, and that's not considered Kimle. So we need all three cases according to Rav. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa that had a different order of Metame, Medame, Menasich, and ask what the Tzrichusa is according to the Brisa. Similar Shakavataria. So the Gemara asks, "Ulahai the Tanai Avua the Rav Avin." According to the Brisa of Avua the Rav Avin, it goes like this: "Barishona Hayo Omrim Hametame the Hamenasich Archaya." First they say Metame Menasich. Our Mishnah said what? Metame Medame Menasich. Their Brisa had Metame Menasich, and the Medama came afterwards. So So the height of Tana Bavu the Rebbe of Emor Yisrona Hayu Omer Shem Tama Vem Nasich, and then only then Chazu Lomer Afa Medame. Then only afterwards they added someone who's Medame who makes his the food Dmai. So Kol Han Lameli. Why do I need all three of them? Why can I learn out one from the other? Again, Tzricha. I need the Chamin. The Chamin had to make the Gzeira on each and every one of them because we couldn't learn out one from the other. The Ashmun and Metame, how we just had the first one, which is Metame, we would have thought that only in that case the Chachamim were Mechayev. Why? Mishum, the low Kim Lebe the Rabinei, because there's no Onesh Mis in there. Aval Menaseh, the Kim Lebe the Rabinei aim alo, but maybe that's why they had to come in and say Menaseh, because you would have thought maybe Metame only, Menaseh no, because maybe there's the Kim Le issue. Therefore, they've made the Takana also on Menaseh. The Iashmin Menaseh, and if you would have told me only the din of Menaseh, I would have said Mishum the Kamas Le the Gamrei. If you're Menaseh, it's completely usher now. There's nothing you can do with the Ayin Nesach. It's gone. There's no Isra Achila, Isra Hanah. You have nothing to do with it. Aval Matame de lo Maaseh le Gamrei. But by Matame, maybe it's not Maaseh le Gamrei. Why? Because you can get Hanah. You can give it to your behemoth, or you can use it as fuel underneath your pot. So maybe that's aim alo. Maybe in that case, the Chachamim were not Konis you. Therefore, you had to say Metame and Menaseh. Okay, so say those two. And then why do you have to make the Kana for Medame afterwards? The Iashmina Hani Tarti, if you would have taught me both of those two, Metame and Menaseh, I would have thought that only those two, the Chachamim were Chayev. Mishum de Hefse Miruba. There's a big Hefse involved here, because they're Asa Ba'achila now. It's a pretty big Hefse. Both of them share that Isser. Aval Medame de Hefse Muat. But Medame is not such a big Hefse, because you could sell it to a Kohen. A Kohen can still eat it. There's only an Isra Achila for Azorim. So aim alone, therefore I would say maybe not, that it wouldn't be chayev. So tzricha, that's why they had add in that as well.
But chulin that's tummy is not
a chulin that becomes tummy again. I think you're talking about the places where they were very marked on keeping.
Can you sell to a goy in the market? It's more like the
I hear.
Can you sell to a goy?
What?
If it's
chulin. I don't know.
Chulin.
He says that the chulin. With the chulin that becomes tameh, he says it's mutter mizmutter b'hana. So you definitely can sell it to. So you can sell it to. So we can sell it to. Go. I hear you. So now the Mishnah had said that the Chachamim were metakein, that if you're metame, you're merdame, or you're menasich, then b'mezid yuchayev, right? B'mezid yuchayev. But for your p'tur mishogeg, if you did it b'shogeg, inadvertently, then they took all of them your potter. But they didn't explain which rule is the oraisa and which is the takana, which is the oraisa, right? What's the reason why the Chachamim were metakein this? So the Gemara says as follows. It's a machlokas. So Amar Chizkiyah says, Devar Torah, mi doraisa echad shogeg ve'echad mezid chayev. My taima hezek she'en nikash mehezek. Chizkiyah says merely midin Torah, whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid. Let's do the matame case. If you matame the truma, then even though it's not a recognizable hezek, midin doraisa hezek she'en nikar is considered real hezek, and therefore mi doraisa you should be chayev. Come to the chachamim and we're masakein that you're only chayev if you did it b'mezid. But if you did it b'shogeg, they said that you're putter. So he says, "Umatam amru b'shogeg pater." What's the reason why they said that if you do a b'shogeg, you're pater? They tell me, "Okay, the din d'oraisa really you should be chayiv." He says, "Kidei sheyodiu," in order that someone who does a b'shogeg tells the person that his food is now aser, right? The matam b'dam menasich have to tell of your friend's field if you chayiv him to do a b'shogeg, he's not going to tell him because I don't want to pay, but if I do a b'shogeg. And I know I'm not going to be liable to pay. I'll tell my friends who doesn't eat this stuff. So the Gemara says, "Ihachet people mezid nami." So patir by mezid also. So he goes ahead and tells if you mechayev him, he won't tell anybody. So he says, "Hashdala zuki kamikavin odulo modile." He wants to hurt his. Gemara assumes that he wants to hurt his friend. He does it by mezid in order to be mazik his friend's payros. So he can't use the payros. Of course he's going to tell him. I'm not sure why that necessarily works. Maybe he wants to be mazik him by having him eat Isser, and doesn't want to tell him. Anyway, the Gemara is assuming that he's mazik, the kavana is to be mazik the peiros, that his fruits become Isser. So of course we can tell him, ha ha ha, I asked all your food. So we're not worried about him not telling him. So therefore we can keep the din d'oraisa, that by mezid he can be, he can still be chayev. Okay. So that's Chizkiah. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Devar Torah, Mido Raisa, the din of Metame, Medam, Menase, has Echa Chogeg, the Echa Mezi Potter. Really, should be Potter. Why? My Taima, Hezek, Sheino Nikar, Loshme Hezek. An unrecognizable Hezek is not considered damage. Halachically, it's not considered damage, and you're not chayev, you're not liable for it. There's a lot of things that you do times you do damage where you're not liable. There's Matziv Yadayim, which you're liable for. There's Dina de Garmi, which is a machlokas, whether you chayev the Raisa de Raisa, which was this indirect type of Hezek. And then there's Grumma ben Ezekin, which is completely indirect, we say Yapater. So to here, even though you damaged it and that he can't use it anymore, it's not recognizable, you don't have a liability. Of course, it's us to do, but there's no liability. So therefore, Bein Bishoga, Bein Bemezid, you be Pater. So, Ma Tam Amru Bemezid Chayiv, why did you say Bemezid, you should be Chayiv? He said, Shalo Yekol Echa Be'echa Holoch, Matam Etarosha, Shechaveru Va'omer Paterani. They must be living in a very vindictive society, and they didn't want people to go around and be matame everything and say, "Ah, you know what? Your stuff is tame, but I'm potter. I'll lift back. I ruined your stuff, but I don't have to pay anything for it." So therefore, the Chacham said, "You know what? You do have to pay for it. We don't want to get into that issue." So all the Rishonim ask, and it's clear in the Tosas above a Kama Daf Kuf, the Ritva and the Sugi here, and clear also in the Tosas above a Basra and Daf Beis, that why isn't what's the difference between Garmi and Hezek Sheino Nikar, right? The halacha is that you have a case of Mechitis HaKerem Shenifrit. So you have a guy who has a vineyard in one field, and the other case, there's a Tua in the other field. And if they go together and they mix, 1 to 200, if they mix, it becomes Asur Midin Kalayim. So the wall fell down between them, the Mechitis HaKerem Shenifrit. So we tell the guy, we tell the Baal HaGefen, Gemara says, because his stuff is going into the Tua field, you have to put up the field. You have to re-put up the wall, so it doesn't happen, Kalayim doesn't take place. And he doesn't do it, and then it goes in, and then it goes in, and it mixes together. He's chayev within dina de garmi because he made a klayim, so he's obligated to pay. And we say the chayev in this case. This happens to be the source for dina de garmi. The question is, why isn't this hezek shein nikar? Right? You don't see actual damage taking place. Nothing breaks. Nothing's destroyed. Tosas and right. So Tosas and Bavakam and Bavabasa, they both asked that, you know what? The klayim is considered hezek shein nikar. It is nikar. It is recognizable. Because you can see the gefen, you can see the vines going into the field. But by medame, right? Even he says by medame, even if he's put the sherets on top of the item, and you see the sherets standing there, who says that it's tame? In order for something to be mekabel tuma, it has to be hukshel tuma. It has to get wet with one of the seven liquids. So you don't see any isser there at all, because sherets on top of it is not usser. The other cases with the nesach, you don't see any isser in there. You can't see it. Here, by the client case, you see the isser being mixed up together. So therefore, that's why you know it's considered hezek. It's considered hezek nikar, and it's a garmi. It's causes of damage. It's your chayev. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has a whole sefer has a shiurim on the Ramban's kuntros din of the garmi. So he asks in his shiurim on this. He explains that first he explains Tosas as follows: that hezek nikar is where you can see the isser, right? If you can see the isser, then that's considered nikar. So by medame, right, the isser, and therefore the hesek is invisible. But by the klaikarem, the mixture is visible, so it's nikar, it's recognizable. That's what nikar means. You can see it. But so Rav Aaron says, based on the logic of Tosos, so what happens if you put a sheretz on liquid itself? Liquid itself doesn't have to be hooks for the kabel tumah. It already is hooks for the kabel tumah. It's liquid. So Rav Aaron says, and if that's the case, and they also saw the Torah skitten, that's the same question. So that's the case according to Tosos, then matame can be hezek nikar. It just depends whether or not it's matame, your matame solids or liquids. But the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between solids and liquids. It says matame is hezek shein nikar. But here we have a case of matame could be hezek nikar. And then he asks, Varon asks also on the sheet of Tosos, that he says that even by klai karam, according to the sheet of Tosos, should be hezek shein nikar. Why? Because by klai karam, in order to be chayiv, the only way you're chayiv is if that you're nichusa. You have in mind that this is what you want. Without that mental thought that you want, it's not klai karam. So it's the same thing as the sherets on top of the. Just because you see the sherets on it doesn't mean it's tameh, because there's no water. Just because you see the mixture, doesn't mean that it's klayim yet, because you don't know about the nichusa. So according to the Ri, that's not according to Tosos, that's not hezek nikar anymore. Hezek, because you don't see the actual iser. There's all these other conditions that have to be met. So he brings down the sheet of the Ramban in the Kuchas Din, the Garmi, that defines Hezek Shein HaNikar differently. He's also pretty simple, similar, but he says Hezek Shein HaNikar And has such inner depends upon whether there was a physical change in the item. If there's a halachic change in the item, that's eino nikkur. But if there's a physical change in the item, like the mixing of the gefanim with the tefuah, you see a physical change in the item, that's considered nikkur. Without a physical change, that's considered eino nikkur. In our cases, a matami, matami nasech, there's no physical change. You don't see any difference in the wine. That wine, the yain nesech, looks exactly the same as wine that's not yain nesech. That's the whole problem with the wine, because it looks the same and you can get mixed up. That's just the sheet. That's just a few two sheetas. There's a lot more to discuss about that, about the definitions of hezek she'enu nikar. So now the Gemara is going to ask from the Mishnah and the Dalil on Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah said that hezek she'enu nikar is considered hezek. So now I'm going to bring a few cases where it seems like it's hezek she'enu nikar, and the Mishnah seems to say that it's not really the only reason why you chayiv is within the Rabbanan. Tznan, we learn in the Mishnah, hakohanim she'piglu b'mikdash. Kohanim had the machshava of pigul. Machshava of pigul is during one of the avodas. You say that I'm going to mock with this carbon, and we're going to eat it chutz l'zman. A carbon has one day to eat. We're going to eat this for 2 days. That's pigul. As long as you do all the avodas behechsher and you have machshava's pigul, then the carbon is pasul midin pigul, right? So kohanim should pigul b'mikdash, right? So mezidin, if they did it b'mezid, then they're chayev. They have to pay. But b'tani Allah mipnei tikkun olam. It's a hezek she'enu nikar because you don't see the damage in the item. Shechita was done correctly. Everything looks fine. It's only a machshava that invalidates it. So it's hezek she'enu nikar. We say yuchayiv, mipnei tikkun olam. Right? So yuchayiv, you did it b'mezid, mipnei tikkun olam. V'i amart, Mara says, if you say hezek she'enu nikar, shmei hezek, if you can tell me that hezek shmei nikar is really considered hezek, hashogeg patur mipnei tikkun olam mibayle. Then we should read like our Mishnah, which says that your putter, shogeg, didn't take it home, so they would tell the Kohanim would tell everybody they won't eat it. But you see here that really he's saying that you're only chayiv mipnei tikkun olam. You're chayiv b'mezid mipnei tikkun olam because really hezek she'enu nikar is not considered hezek, and the chacham is we're talking that you're chayiv. See, that proves against this skia. So he says no. He says hachinami ka'amar. This is what it really says. Mezidin chayavim hashogim peturim mipnei tikkun olam. Really, you're chayiv. The mezid yichayev b'shogeg, but the Mishnah is telling you that b'shogeg yipater mipnei tikkun olam to tell everybody. But hezek she'enu nikar is considered hezek. That's Chizkiyah answers. So, right. So the Ritva asks, what's the hazmi to say that mifagel is hezek she'enu nikar? You did a shechita here. Is a dead animal lying on the floor. There's no more physical change than killing the animal in an improper manner. So he says, no. It's clear. The answer is clear. Is because the shechita by itself is fine. There's no hezek in the shechita itself. It's only in the machshava. So the damage isn't recognizable in the dead animal. If you do a shechita in a bad way, where you don't kill it properly, that's nikkur. But in order for pigul to work, the shechita had to be done appropriately. So you have an actually kosher shechita that has a pigul issue, that's eino nikkur. Question? Okay. So the Gemara says, now we're going to ask another question on Chizkiyah. Masiv Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer has a kash like this. Ha'osem melacha b'mechatas. Someone does melacha with mechatas, which is water that you're going to put in. You're going to use for the eifer of the parah aduma. You're not allowed to do melacha with it, right? Ubefaris chatas or a parah aduma that's going to be used as a parah aduma also has to be free from having melacha done with it, right? So this guy did melacha right with the mechatas or with the paras chatas. Patr medine adam. He's not chayav to pay anybody. The owner is going to sell the parah aduma for a lot of money, right? It's a very valuable commodity. He does something to it now. He does malacha with it, and now it can't be used. Nevertheless, you're not chayiv to pay, but chayiv midin shemayim. But you have again, like we said, it's usher. It's chayiv midin shemayim. V'i amarta hezek she'enu nikar shmei hezek bidin adam na milchayiv. If hezek shmei hezek she'enu nikar is considered hezek, you should have to pay the owner of the cow because you now just did. If you do work in a cow, you can't see the damage, right? It's not like you broke its leg. You can't see it. So yet you're putter from paying. It's hezek she'enu nikar and you're putter. So that's against Chizkiyah. So who motziv lo v'hu mefarik lo? Rav Elazar was the one who asked the question, and he's going to answer the question in this brisa, because he's going to say that the reason why the brisa patered you is not because of hezek she'enu nikar, but the brisa is talking about a different type of malacha. Well, you didn't actually do malacha b'yadayim. You didn't use your hands to do the malacha. It's a different type of malacha. Right? He says rather para. You're talking about a case by the para sheikh nisa l'rivka amanasha tinak v'todosh. You took the para into the barn so that it would nurse from its mother. And also you had kavana that it would now thresh all the tefuah, all the grain that's on the floor of the barn. And the mechatas, what's mechatas? Sheshakal b'hem mishkalos. That you used it as a weight. You put it on one side of the scale and you weighed other things against it. So you didn't do any malacha in the guf of the thing with your hands. You didn't do any malacha with it. The malacha was done to it, but not by you. You didn't do anything. You didn't whip it. You didn't do anything with it. You didn't. So that's the difference here. So Rashi, right? So Rashi, the worst Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page explains the tashlumim leka. Why? There's no chiyuv to pay money because I might see adav the amar the tovef nisa shetenak. There's no chiyuv because you didn't do anything with your hands. But why is it pasul? It's pasul because you had kavana that it does malacha. So the psul is only because of your kavana. It's not because of anything you didn't be a dayim. So that's not a kasha on chizkia because it's not. There's nothing to do with the parsha of hezekshin and nikar. It has to do with the parsha of having kavana for malacha, but a kavana for malacha that's not done by a dayim. Therefore, there's a tour for tashlumin, but it still makes it aser. The Gemara has a steer now. V'ha'amar Rava, but Rava says, right, mechata sheshakal behem mishkalos kshera. He says that if you use mechatas for a weight, it's kosher. And the brisa we just brought down, it says if you use mechatas as a weight, even though you're putter from paying, it still apostles the mechatas from being used. So the answer is not lo kasha habagufan v'ha'kenegdon. The brisa that says that it's usher is when you use the water not as a weight, but you use it for displacement. You have the water, you put an item in the water, and you see how much water displaces out to know how much an item weighs. That makes it puzzle. But the case where Rava says that it's kosher still, the hard is where kinegdom, where you just put the water on one end of the scale, and you put the other item on the other end of the scale, there's nothing actually being done with the water, nothing's touching the water. That Rava says it's kosher. So the Gemara says, if the Brisa is talking about a case, our Brisa is talking about a case with Gufan, right, where you did it with the water itself, then ma'isa ka'avi b'hu. Then you actually did a ma'isa with the water. So why are you telling me you're putter because you didn't do a ma'isa? You should be chayiv because you did a ma'isa with the water. You put something into the water. The e'esek she'ena nikr shmei hezek b'dinei ami adam nami l'chayiv. You did something in it with it. You did hezek v'yadayim. If according to Chizkia, hezek she'ena nikr shmei hezek, you did something v'yadayim, so that should be, you should be chayiv in this case because you put it in. So he says, no, el idi b'kinegdon. On both cases are talking about, like we said originally, where you're using it as a weight on other ends of the scale, below kasha, and there's no steer in the brises, right? Because ha the asaf daite, ha the lo asaf daite. Our case where in the mishnah brisa that we brought down, where it says that your chayav, that the mechatas is possible, because you had hesach hadas. You always have to have in mind about the mechatas. If you have hesach hadas, it passes it. But ha the lo asaf daite. But in the case of Rava, it's talking about we weren't hesach mesiach das. So therefore, even though nothing, so if you were mesiach das. The issue, that becomes the reason why it's puzzle, because you may see achdas. Okay. So now Rav Papa is now going to prove from the Mishnah Bava Kama, according to the Mandamar, that Hezek Sheino Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. It's going to be a proof. So Masi Rav Papa, right, the Mishnah Bava Kama and Daf Tzadi Vavam Vey says, Gazo Mat Beye Benisval. Okay, you stole some sort of coin, right, the currency. It's not like nowadays. You stole the coin, whatever. You stole currency. Benisval. And most Rishonim say, and the Malchus came out and they said, this is no longer valid currency. It's no longer legal tender. We're replacing it. Right? Gazomat Beya Benifsal. Or what happened? Truma and Nitmes. Benitmes. You stole Truma and then it became Tameh. Or you stole Chav Abalava Pesach. All these cases now, there's no value left in the item. It's not currency anymore. It's Tameh Truma. It's Chamech Alava Pesach, which is Usser. You can't do anything with it. Nevertheless, Omer Lo, the Goslin can say to the Bailim, Harisha Chalapanecha, here it is. I'm giving it back to you. It's right here. The item is here. But if you say Chizkia, that Hezek Shmei Nikar is considered Hezek, Hai Gazlan Hu, this guy's a Gazlan. Let's make it stay outside. This guy's a Gazlan. What does he have to do? He has a Chiyuv to return the item. To return the item as is. If he returns the item as is, he's Vaheshiv Sakzela Shergozo. If the item is not as is, he has to make a monetary payment. So here we're saying that you can return the item as is. You can return the item as is. Mashma, there was no Hezek done to the item. Hezek Shmei Nikar is not considered Hezek. Because if it was considered Hezek, you wouldn't be able to return this coin. Because Tosfos asks how you do the lima between Gzela and Hezek. But nevertheless, so you see from here that the item is considered exactly the same thing to return it. It's not. So he says, right? So the Gemara says, Hi, Goslin Hu, Mamona Malia Bailishlumi has to give real money back to him. And in this case, he's giving it back. So obviously, it's not considered. If this is considered real money, it's not considered damage. So you say, Gemara says, Tiyufta, you're right. This is a question on Chizkia, and we actually passed against Chizkia, the Hezek Sheino Nikar is not considered Hezek in the fact that you're not Chayev, it is damage, it's Usser, but you're not Chayev in Tashlumin. So now the Gemara is going to try to say, Lema kitanai. Maybe we'll say the din of Hezek Shein Nikur is a machlokas tanai. I'm not sure why you're going to say that. We just asked a kasha on Chizkiyah, and we said Tiyufta, and now we're asking, now we're saying, oh, maybe it's a machlokas tanai. We just rejected him. Okay, but maybe it's a Tiyufta Tiyufta. It's only just one Tiyufta, so you can answer it. And that's what we find. So it says, Lema kitanai. Maybe it's a machlokas tanai, right? Because we learn in a brisa, Hamitame, right? Someone's mitame the taharos of his friend. Vahamidame, and you mix truma into you know, Arif, truma and chulin of your friends. Right, in all these cases, it's usher now for a zar to eat. In this case, it's usher now for a zar to eat it, and you have to sell it to the kohen. V'hamenaseich. In our case of nisuch, Brisa says echad shogeg. Whether it's done b'shogeg, the echad mezid. Whether it's done b'mezid, it's chayav. Divrei Rav Meir. So shogeg b'mezid is the same thing. That's mashma like chizkiya. Hezek shein nikar shmei hezek. Right. Rav Yehuda Omer b'shogeg pater b'mezid chayav. He says no. B'shogeg pater b'mezid chayav. Why? My life b'hab kamiflagi. The Mar Sava, Rav Meir says, Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek, that's why Yechayev Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezid. Umar Sava, Rav Yehuda is going to say, Hezek Shein Nikar is Lo Shmei Hezek, and therefore B'Shogeg Yepater. So everyone will go ahead, right? B'Shogeg Yepater, so you'll tell everybody. But by Mezid, you were Chayev, because there was a Knas, that you wouldn't go ahead and tell everybody, and we'll go ahead and be Matame everybody's stuff. So Rav Nachman says, no, that's the machlokas in this brisa has nothing to do with Hezek Shmei Nikar, about Hezek Nikar. Rather, we're talking about whether when the Chacham made a Knas, where they kone shogeg atu mezid. When they made a knas on something, that they make the knas all the way in all cases or just amazed. So Amr of Nachem, Yitzhak, the Kuliyama, Hezek Shein Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. Really, everyone holds Hezek Shein Nikar is not considered damage, and there's no chiyuv. That's min adin. But hacha, but here, because shogeg atu mezid kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether or not they made the knas on shogeg because of the knas on mezid. The Mar Savar, Rav Meir Savar holds kansu shogeg atu mezid. Yeah, once they made the knas on the mezid, they make the knas across the board in shogeg, right? The chachamim were mechayev the shogeg agav the mezid, because if we say, because if both cases you're not chayev, so but both cases you're not chayev midoraisa. But the chachamim made a takana, but by mezid you have to pay because everybody you don't want everybody to go around and be matame his friend's stuff. And the Gemara, and then the Chacham extended that and said, even by shogeg you chayev, because you don't want people to go around and say, oh no, I wasn't the mezid, it was done by shogeg, therefore I'm still pater. So it's all part of the kulach gzeri. It's all one thing. Chayev amazed and chayev v'shogeg. Umar Sav, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're right. Hezek Shein Nikar is not considered hezek. We're mechayev you b'mezid because we don't want you to go ahead and be metame all your friend's stuff. But lo kansu shogeg got to amazed. We don't make the knas of shogeg got to amazed. So Rav Meir does, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. So the Gemara is not going to ask a stira. Rami with Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. Rami with Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see a stira in this brisa where Rav Meir seems to not be kone shogeg got to amazed and Rabbi Yehuda is. And what's the case? The case is Bishul B'Shabbos. Okay? Gemara says like this. Titania. Ha-Mavashul B'Shabbos. B'Shogeg. Someone is Mavashul food, cooks food on Shabbos, B'Shogeg. Yochal. He is permitted to eat the Tashil, even Bo Bayom. Even that right then and there. He doesn't have to wait till after Shabbos. He can eat it right away. But if he does it B'Mezid, Lo Yochal. He can't eat it. No one can eat it during the day. But on Motzei Shabbos, everyone can wait Kadesh Yasu. You can wait a certain amount of time, and then they can all eat it. Okay, but Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says no. If you did it b'shogeg, if you did v'vashel b'shogeg, then yochal on Motzei Shabbos. Then you have to wait till after Shabbos Kadesh Yasu. But everybody else, right? And everybody else also has to wait. But bo bayom, the tavshel is usher bein lo and bein lacherim. Well, but so you see from here clear again, Rabbi Yehuda says yekone shogeg atu mezid, right? But he says b'mezid lo yochal olamis. It can't be eaten at all. Right, and we'll finish the brisa, and then we'll explain it. Rav Yochanan Sandor Omer, Rav Yochanan says no. B'shogeg Yochel Amotzi Shabbos Lachayim V'Lo. He's the most machmir. If you mevashel on Shabbos B'shogeg, then it can only be eaten by others after Shabbos. He can never eat it. But by Mezid, I'm sure the article has a good chart in there. But by Mezid, Lo Yochel Olamis Lo V'Lo Lachayim. If they do by Mezid, then no one else can eat it ever. But if you look at the shitas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the brisa seems to indicate that Rav Meir is not kone shogeg atu mezid, and Rabbi Yehuda is. Why? Because Rav Meir says, if you do it b'shogeg, right? If you do it b'shogeg, it's mutter. It's mutter after Shabbos. If you do it b'shogeg, it's mutter after Shabbos. Do b'mezid. Other people can do that. Can eat it after Shabbos. There's no knas of shogeg atu mezid, right? Let's read it again. Hamavashul b'Shabbos. The first sheet is Rav Meir. If you do it b'shogeg, then yochal. He can eat it. Anyone else can eat it. But b'mezid lo yochal. But b'mezid, then he can eat it. So if you go there and shogeg atu mezid, so by mezid you can't eat it, by shogeg you should be able to eat it also. And Rabbi Yehuda also, let's go to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogeg yochal, right, you can eat it, l'motzei Shabbos, but b'mezid lo yochal. So he says, B'shogeg, you can eat it after Shabbos. But B'mezid, you can eat it after Shabbos. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say what goes there shows what B'mezid? If that's the case, then if he's not goes there, right? He says, B'shogeg yochel, right? L'motzei Shabbos. But he can't eat it after Shabbos, right? Because why? Because B'mezid, he can't eat it. So he is goes there shogeg got to B'mezid. Just like B'mezid, he can't eat it after Shabbos. So too, B'shogeg, he can't eat it after Shabbos. The steer and the shitas, right? So the Gemara says, okay, no. The Rav Meir, lo kasha. Rav Meir, there's no kasha. He kanes with Rabbanim. When Rav Meir is kone shogeg atu meizid, that's only by din de Rabbanim, like hezer chain and nikra. But Vashon Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. But by d'oraisa, lo kanes. But by din d'oraisa, he wasn't kone. So that's why by Shabbos, he doesn't have the knas. Baha menaseich, the Gemara says, menaseich d'oraisu. But menaseich is an isra d'oraisa to make yayin nesach. So he says, who the kakonis, and yet Rav Meir's kakonis, that goes against what we just said. He says, there's a different reason. Mishum chumra davodas chachavim kaneslei, because it's such a big iser to do avodah zarah. So there's a different reason to make the knas and shogeg atum meizid there. But really, Rav Meir says only by the rabbanans that they need a chizuk. Then the rabbanan need a chizuk. That's when he makes the kones shogeg atum meizid. Okay, the Rabbi Yehuda Rehubi lo kasha, also there's no kasha, because he says kilo kones. When it's going to say the opposite. When does Rabbi Yehuda not make the knas of shogeg atum meizid? That's with the Rabbanan. By Metame Medame Menasech, he says that those are all Yisurin de Rabbanan, and therefore you don't make the knas. But by the Oraisa, it's such a chumra thing, like Bishul B'Shabbos, then he's konis. He makes the knas. So Gemara says, Ahay, Vahay Menasech de Oraisa, like we just said before, Menasech is then the Oraisa, and you make, and nevertheless, below konis, and you didn't make the knas. And we just said that by the Oraisa, Rabbi Yehuda does make the knas shogeg atum meizid. He says, no, Mishum Chumra, the Boz Chachavim, Midal B'dil Minei. I don't need a knas there, because it's such a chumra thing, people don't do it. So I'm not going to make a knas. I'm not going to make a knas in this instance. It's not necessary. I thought I saw that question. Okay. I'll say something outside. We'll continue tomorrow. So the Chashuk Echemet has an interesting question. Case comes up. Okay, Reuven went out with his dog. He goes out with his dog, and all of a sudden the dog jumps the fence and goes into the winery and licks all the barrels, licks all the wine that's in the barrels Comes to the health ministry and they said that he cannot use it. That's it. Throw out the barrels. You can't use it. We're not sure what diseases the dog has, if any. Suffolk the chumra. The health ministry says he's got to throw it out. So now Shimon, who owns all the barrels, he comes and he's tovei or Reuven to pay him because of all the nezek that the dog just did. So who does he have to pay? So first you have to figure out what type of damage this is. Is this Karen or is this Shane? Because if it's Shane. Right, Shane is a normal way that a person has to, that an animal acts. Is it normal for a dog to lick liquid, or especially wine? If it's normal, then it's real damage, and you can collect it. If it's Karen, which is not necessarily the normal way that an animal acts, then you only pay a chatzi. It's only chatzi nezek, which is only a knas, and we don't collect knasos b'zman hazeh. So he says, Shukri Semis says that it's typical for a dog, any animal, to go lick. It's not typical for an animal to drink out of a cup, but it's typical for an animal to drink. So whether it's water, whether it's wine, it sees liquid, it's typical for it to go drink. So therefore it's shame. Therefore it's considered a real damage. And you have to be chayiv, you have to be chayiv for it. But then he says, but wait a second, maybe this is only hezek shein nikar. You can't see any damage that was done to it. If the health ministry out of chumrah, they decide, and I wouldn't want to drink wine either that was licked by a dog, but the health ministry says you have to throw it out. Maybe you could clean it. Maybe there's nothing wrong with it. You can't recognize any damage that was done to it. So maybe you can say Potter midin hezek she'ino nikar, because we paskin hezek she'ino nikar is not considered hezek, and you only chayiv b'mezid, right? But you only chayiv b'mezid midin knas. And again, you can't be even. So even if he sent his dog to go after there, and you chayiv b'mezid, that's only midin knas, and midin knas we don't collect b'zman hazeh. So he comes out. He says that he thinks that this is not considered hezek she'ino nikar because you can actually see the drinking, you see the shtiyah taking place. So therefore, it's recognizable. And then he says, even according to the Ramban. I don't know how it works according to the Ramban. The Ramban says you have to see a physical change in the item. You have to see a physical change in the item in order for it to be considered hezek nikar. I don't know what the physical change in the item is. But he paskins in the end, Zilberstein, right? He paskins in the end that this is considered hezek nikar. And he forced he said that the dog owner has to pay because it says it's hezek nikar. Okay, we'll pick up here for tomorrow. Have a good day. Yeah.